premiers.
Why are we so preoccupied on appearance? Why is there so much focus on how we look, especially how women look in our culture? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, April the 13th. I hope it's a lucky day for you. Actress Ashley Judd is just the latest example of a woman being criticized for the way she looks. Judd was last month promoting her television show, and her face appeared puffier than usual. And apparently this was because she was taking steroids for a medical condition. But the media and the public were brutal in assessing her looks, calling her, you know, hideous and ugly, accusing her of having botched plastic surgery and worse. Well, Ashley Judd has spoken out on the reaction to her looks, and she said that she said it was akin to women hating, and she was recently on the Today Show talking about this.
So I want people to be invited to, in their own lives and in their own way, share their puffy face moment and talk about, you know, being humiliated, being objectified, being ridiculed. There's so much wounding that goes on in the even most casual part of our lives, and we are anesthetized to it. You know, we're taught not to admit how much it hurts. Just, you know, go buy more hairspray, get the limp plumper, get back to the gym.
What do you think? Is Ashley Judd right? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Carol Rivers, professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include The Truth About Girls and Boys, Challenging Toxic Stereotypes About Our Children, and she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
What is your assessment of this situation involving Ashley Judd?
Well, I think that it's a very serious issue in American life because, you know, never before have we set up such perfect standards for women. The interesting thing is that the most beautiful women in the world, the supermodels and the movie stars, are now being photoshopped into absolute super perfection. I mean, it's not enough that you're beautiful. It's not enough that you're slender or shapely. It is you are going to be changed. So what we're seeing is that women are given images that are absolutely physically impossible to manage. And what I'm seeing is that both young girls and young boys are getting images of women. Boys, this is the woman I deserve and should have, and girls trying to diet and even getting plastic surgery at 16 to try to achieve a model, you know, a model that even supermodels can't achieve.
Yeah, well, Ashley Judd also mentioned that, yes, she has had a fluctuating weight when she was dieting would be a size 2-4, and when she was on hiatus from her, you know, her acting or television show, she might go up to a size 6 or 8, and then would be just criticized for, you know, being too fat. And she said nowhere in, a size 8 is not fat. Yet she was pummeled with that criticism.
Well, my daughter, who's an actor, mainly a stage actor, but she's been was in Hollywood for a while, and she said the ideal casting director size was size 00. Now, very few people are size 00, and it's interesting. She was, my daughter's, she's 5'10", and she was a size 10, and people said to her, "Oh my gosh, you know, you're a plus size," and she said, "A plus size, a size 10?" So this is, you know, it's ridiculous. These standards are, they're very painful because it makes women, you know, loathe themselves and loathe their bodies, and particularly young girls.
Yeah, she said this was misogynist. Do you think it is?
Yes, I do. I think that one of the things that's happened, and it may be part of a continuing backlash against the women's movement, is that we now have this absolute hypersexualization of women and girls that you didn't used to see. Sex is always sold, but now we are seeing, you know, constant images of very sexual, very revealing, very manipulated women's bodies. And again, impossible to achieve. So the message is out there, unless you are absolutely perfect, and you can't be perfect, you're not worthy. And that's certainly anti-female.
Yeah. So how do you think all this media scrutiny of especially female celebrities' appearances, how does that affect women in general?
Well, I think it. We now see that girls are starting to diet age 7 and 8 and 9. I think women feel that they're always constantly scrutinized in ways that men would not be, and it certainly affected women who run for office because they are, you know, ridiculed in a way that men are not.
And you have some examples of that. I know that I think we've talked a little bit in the past about that, where candidates like candidate Hillary Clinton and many others were called out for their hairstyles or their laugh or all sorts of other things that men would not be scrutinized for.
Yes, there's a wonderful thing that the Women's Media Center has done, and you can go online. It's called Sexism Sells, But We're Not Buying It. And they pulled a lot of clips, particularly of the coverage of Hillary Clinton, and from mainstream media, not from, you know, right-wing websites. And they talked about how Hillary Clinton's laugh was called a witch-like cackle and how her appearance was constantly scrutinized. Sometimes she was called hag-like and ugly. She was scrutinized for being too aggressive. They had clips of like Tucker Carlson saying on MSNBC, whenever she comes on television, I cross my legs. And another commentator says she reminds everybody of their first wife at probate court. And another commentator said, you know, when Barack Obama speaks, people hear head for the future. When Hillary Clinton speaks, men hear, take out the garbage. So, you know, that was continual on mainstream media. And you see this in coverage of Judges Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. And, you know, any woman who is over 40 and doesn't look like, a movie star is lampooned.
Yeah. Well, do you see things getting better or worse over time?
Oh, definitely worse. I see more and more imagery that is devastating to women. You look at, you know, we've seen a long time in the music videos, in who's getting cast. You even see it now on television in a lot of anchors, where some of the anchors are starting to look more like strippers than like anchors. And in fact, Katie Couric observed recently that she said she looks at some of these younger women and, you know, wonder what the image is that they're trying to portray.
We are talking with Carol Rivers. She's a professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include The Truth About Girls and Boys, Challenging Toxic Stereotypes About Our Children. And we're talking about the media focus on appearance and beauty, especially when it comes to women. And we're welcoming you to join in this discussion on why we are so obsessed with beauty, why we are so focused on a woman's looks, why are we criticizing celebrities like Ashley Judd, the most recent example for a puffy face, and criticizing her harshly. And what does that do to the rest of us? 1-800-642-1234. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And what's the fix? can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today. Today is going to be a cloudy day, periods of scattered rain, highs mainly in the 50s and low 60s. But looks like we're going to have a possibility of some severe weather this weekend. Two rounds of severe weather are possible, with the first coming tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Large hail, damaging winds are possible on Saturday. Round two will be Sunday afternoon and into Sunday night. Large hail, damaging winds, and even possible tornadoes. This is primarily for southern Wisconsin this weekend. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 8 this morning, it's The Week in Review. Rick Santorum is out, and the recall candidates are in. Two of the topics on The Week in Review with our two guests from different viewpoints coming up after 8. Also this afternoon, it's Your Views on the News from 4 until 5, as it is every Friday. Today, John Munson in for Ben Marins. We are talking about women, beauty, and the media, and why our culture is so obsessed with appearance. And we wonder if you think the media spends too much time scrutinizing the appearance of women in entertainment or in politics. Is this something you're worried about, or do you think it's not a big deal? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Actress Ashley Judd recently spoke out over the reaction she received when she appeared in public recently with a puffy appearance. She said that the conversation is really an assault on all women when one is criticized for their looks rather than the content of their character. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Mary Beth on Facebook writes, "Walk the halls of my son's middle school and see how too many of these girls wear their makeup and clothes. It's painful to see. Read what they write on Facebook. They think they're sophisticated and worldly, but they're just too sexually oriented and don't know what it can cost them." Well, your reaction, Professor Rivers?
Well, it's certainly true. The American Psychological Association did a large study of girls, particularly middle school age girls, and they found that this hypersexualization and focus on appearance causes real issues such as depression, eating disorders, body image disorders, so that our young women are really suffering. It's not just a peripheral silly issue. This is causing real damage to these girls' psyches, and they are trying to achieve a media image, which is, as I say, absolutely impossible.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of criticism too lately of the use of Photoshop and airbrushing in especially fashion magazine photos, and you referred to that a little bit earlier this week. Apparently there's a Vogue cover of a model and her daughter, and apparently the model's daughter was even airbrushed, and there was a real obvious mistake. The airbrusher took out two of the little girl's fingers because they were so zealous or overzealous in airbrushing. Is this something you're concerned about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I noticed that when Katie Couric took over the anchor chair in one picture that was widely released, she was airbrushed and made much thinner. And Katie Couric is not one of the notable chubettes of our time, and yet she was airbrushed. Famous models, movie stars are always airbrushed when they appear on magazine covers. And so what women are getting is the idea that these creatures exist out there that are more than perfect, that have no defects, and that's what women should be, and that's what men should demand. And I think that when this image comes to middle school, girls are particularly vulnerable at that age because they're just figuring out who they are, and when they get this pressure, it sort of distorts real growth and real development and focuses them on this narrow area of appearance and sexualization.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a call from Tom in Madison. Hello, Tom.
Well, good morning. I just turned on, so I'm not sure if you brought up misrepresentation, but an excellent documentary that I saw on the Oprah network. But what I find fascinating and also disturbing is I remember when my kids were younger and I had to go buy a birthday present for a young girl, maybe 6, 7, 8 years old, if you went to Toys R Us, the entire aisle for girls' toys is all pink and purple, and usually it has something to do with either dolls or, typical women's roles, like little plastic ovens and, you know, that sort of thing. If you go in the boys' aisle, there's far more interesting things to choose from. Just erector sets and things that you can build and explore with, and little science projects and everything. So, I mean, it's disturbing to me that you can find these little dolls for young girls that, they look like little prostitutes. I mean, they have short skirts and their shapes are very provocative already. And then you look on the box and it says it's appropriate for ages 6 to 11. I mean, what kind of, message are we sending?
Yeah, what is with this hypersexualization, Professor Rivers?
Well, I think it is a way to diminish women. One way that you can, if you think women are getting too much power, and you're concerned by that, what the society often does is it turns to an arena, hypersexualization, where you can make women anxious. For one thing, it makes them buy more products. If you think that you can be more perfect by buying more lipsticks and powders and whatever, you buy more products. And it again focuses women and girls away from real achievement and the real world. And it's interesting that what the caller said about toys, because I looked for my book, I looked at what's happening in toy stores, and they're really resegregating. And you find that in almost all the toys that involve adventure and that involve science and things like that, the packaging is almost all boys on the package. And when girls appear, they're watching the boys do stuff. And you find that the girls' toys are veered away from action. For example, Hot Wheels is a great toy, where you have tracks and you send cars around these tracks. Well, they built a one for girls. It was called Poly Wheels. And what happened was that the set, it only had a car that a girl was in, and it went one place, to a mall.
Oh, no.
And so you couldn't build it, you couldn't build things like you did with the regular Hot Wheels. You could just take this little thing and drive it like 6 inches, and then you drove it around the mall.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is that even in toys, the message is given that, inaction, appearance, and thoughtlessness is for girls, whereas boys' action, adventure, and doing stuff is their domain.
Yeah, Tom didn't get to his conclusion, so let me pose it. He said he's just not sure how we get around this, that this is a part of our society. How do we get around this?
Well, I think what we have to do as parents and grandparents and just citizens is to keep putting pressure on these manufacturers and saying, we don't want our girls to be little sluts on Halloween, and we want our girls on packaging. If you're packaging scientific toys and things that build math skills, we want to see images of girls and not buy the stuff that is, just clearly sexist. And I think the only thing that will help is as consumers putting pressures on these manufacturers to change their ways, because it really has changed in the past, say, decade. you're seeing much more hypersexual stuff aimed at children and less, you know, toys aimed at girls that, that promote doing and thinking.
Sean in Milwaukee is with us next. Hello, Sean.
Yes, hi. This is a great show, and thanks a lot for your guest. There was another aspect of this, and it kind of came up earlier in the show, and I was wondering about this, which is a kind of a like a turning news into a kind of a soap or trivializing news. Let me give you an example. On Anderson Cooper on 360, during the show, he usually introduces somebody. Her name, I believe, her last name is Aisha, who is she just presents a little bit of news, and she's a very attractive woman, and she flirts with him, or there's a flirtation that goes on between the two of them, and the effect is like to suggest that there's like almost a soap quality or a relationship that might be there, even so there isn't, and he kind of responds back by being a little bit almost coy. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, well, how do you link this to our conversation?
Well, it's related because what you're doing is you're taking two people who both have separate news functions, and they're both serious news functions, but they you bring in the notion of almost like a sexual relationship into it.
Yeah, and we only have maybe we'll wait until after our news break to get Professor Rivers to talk about that and whether that's an isolated incident or if that's something she's seeing as well in broadcast news and how that fits into our obsession with appearance in this culture. And how we criticize women sometimes very harshly over the way they look. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Friday, April the 13th. We are talking about the media's portrayal of women in general. And specifically, our conversation was prompted by actress Ashley Judd being criticized in the media over her appearance recently. She was lambasted for having a face that was puffier than usual, and she spoke out and defended herself and criticized the media for its assessment of her looks and focusing on the appearance of women too much. We welcome your thoughts and your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Carol Rivers, professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include The Truth About Girls and Boys, Challenging Toxic Stereotypes About Our Children. And Professor Rivers, we heard just before news time from a caller who was used as an example of what he saw as sort of the sexualization of the news of Anderson Cooper and one of the correspondents, I guess, on that show flirting with each other. Do you have any comments on that?
Yes, I've seen that, and I find it very peculiar because, you know, Anderson Cooper is a very solid newsman, and I just wonder if this isn't, you know, CNN trying to get its ratings up there, because when real solid news happens, everybody turns to CNN, but at other times they turn to places like Fox, and I think there's this pressure to be sexier, to do more celebrity, and I wonder if this little, you know, interlude isn't a part of that. And it's too bad, because what we're seeing is that the sexualization and the celebritization of news, in which trivia too often takes place of what we really need to know. And that's a disturbing trend.
Let's go back to the phones. Our next caller is Victor in Milwaukee. Hello, Victor.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guests. The question to your guest is, how much money is the fashion industry making out of this? Because it has to be in the billions if they're marketing teenagers, girls, and boys. My first question. And my second one, this is what I noticed. I don't watch TV news that often. Most of my news is radio news because I think it leads, you know, makes me think better than just watching it on TV. It's this push for being blonde. I'm noticing that. And I'm noticing that amongst the teenagers, too. It's almost like if you're not blonde, you're nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's very true. It's very odd that in a increasingly, you know, changing population where many more people are not blonde, they're beige, you would think that you would see more more Asians, more, you know, African Americans, more people that look like the population, and yet it seems in the media, you know, particularly when you look at news anchors, you know, there are many of these stations which feature, you know, very young women wearing very long hair and a lot of cleavage, and you're right. The essence of the idea that that blonde is the thing to be, you know, you have to be Nordic. That's sort of chilling, but it is indeed. And as to the fashion industry makes millions of dollars by you know, through advertising and through sales. And these, you're right, these images are presented because they work and they make money. And I think they make money because they make women anxious to live up to this perfect ideal, and so they buy more products.
Yeah. Ashley Judd, in her comments on television this week over this frenzy, said that too many women just, I guess, take the criticism and just feel bad about it and go buy some more hairspray. And she thinks that women need to speak out more.
Well, I think that's true, and it's good to see a celebrity like Ashley Judd, who is in that world, you know, objecting and saying, "Wait a minute, you know, we're real people. We sometimes have puppy faces. We sometimes, you know, gain weight or lose weight. We're not perfect, and if perfection is what women are supposed to be all about, well, then all they'll do is they'll spend their time consuming, and they won't spend their time, you know, making trouble and pushing for rights and equal pay and this sort of thing. And I think that the media is a big force in the issue of let's not keep these women thinking about that sort of stuff. Let's keep them focused on trivia, and it pays off.
Yeah. Brad on Facebook writes, "Ashley Judd can look really bad when she doesn't have any makeup on. The critique is spot on. She can look rather puffy." Well, there we go. Professor Rivers, for the sake of discussion, let's accept Brad's premise. When is criticism legit, and when does it go too far? Should we never make a negative comment about someone's looks?
Well, I think the problem is that you get... This is almost always aimed at women. You look at, for example, a lot of the comedies, the young male comedies, and you find that these young stars who are these young males who are kind of funny and goofy looking because they're comics, but they always get beautiful, fabulous girls. Nobody says, "God, that guy is you know, he's chubby or he's this or he's that." So it's always women who are criticized for this. And look, everybody has bad days. You can be the most perfect person in the world, and if you don't believe that, look at TMZ that goes out and takes pictures of movie stars, you know, when they're walking to the supermarket and they have their hair in curlers or whatever, and they look awful. We all can look awful if we're not, you know, made up.
Our next caller is Bill in Sun Prairie. Hello, Bill.
Hello, great program. I'd like to make three points. Number one, I totally agree with your guest. In my lifetime, I've noticed that the standards, the thresholds for women are far greater as far as appearance goes, and it's really unfair. I have two daughters and four granddaughters, and I certainly hope they grow up in a world that's much more fair. And I especially dislike the commercialization and sensualization and sexualization of young girls and women. It leads to pathologies, actually. Now, that said, I think men suffer from the same sort of media bias in a different way. I think if you look at a lot of commercials, especially ones for pizza or some other food, it always shows a man in a very disadvantageous position. He's almost a Homer Simpson role model, a knuckle dragger, a buffoon. So men have their get their hits too. And you know, I've thought about this, and I think the answer is balance. If I go and walk around the mall, you know, for every pin-thin model-like young lady I see dozens that are grossly out of shape. They're very unhealthy, obese, and they're heading towards diabetes and heart disease. So what is the answer? I think the answer is we really need to focus on holistic health. And I really believe that there is some evolutionary dimension here, maybe reproductive advantageous lines of thought where we focus on being the best people we can be. You know, I raised my daughters to try to have high self-esteem and not look for a model outside of themselves, just be their best and develop their potentials and the confidence. And both my daughters turned out very, very successful that way. But I guess what I'm saying is there needs to be a balance. On one side, you have this obsession, and the other side, you have these standards that have just become very unhealthy.
Yeah,
there's a local business that has a photograph of the 1950s on the wall. If you look at people back then, I'm talking men and women, they're none of them are overweight. They're all dressed nice, and they're trim. So I think we need to think about health in our society, holistic health.
Oh, well, a comment on that, Professor Rivers?
Well, I think that's true. As you say, on the one hand, we have this obsession with hyper-thinness, and on the other hand, we have, these foods that, snack foods, processed foods that are constantly advertising, so that it leads to, obesity, which is a huge problem. And I think that's right. We do need balance between, a healthy lifestyle and eating the right foods and not being obsessed by this super thinness. And by the way, the images of men, I've noticed, particularly on television, that you do have a lot of men who are absolute dolts. You know, the images of men are not very good in the media either.
Yeah, this is also the appearance of men is getting a little bit more scrutiny. You pointed out that, for example, there was articles about whether New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was too fat to be president.
Yes, and I think that for the first time in my memory, a man's body was considered, an obstacle to his being elected president. Usually the bodies of male candidates don't get much scrutiny. I mean, they're chubby, they're skinny, they're bald, they're whatever, and people don't pay that much attention. But it was interesting that there were comments about Chris Christie and his weight and whether that was an issue. Though I think most of the comments were not so much about his appearance but about his health. However, it was one of the first times I had seen, the body image of a male politician really become an issue.
We are talking about body image and appearance and media obsession with our appearance with Carol Rivers, professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include The Truth About Girls and Boys, Challenging Toxic Stereotypes About Our Children. We welcome your thoughts and questions, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you think the media spends too much time scrutinizing the appearance of women in entertainment or in politics? And what do you think this does to women in general? Checking our weather forecast for today. Patchy fog in Sheboygan and Ozaukee counties this morning. An advisory will expire at 9 o'clock this morning. Otherwise cloudy today. Periods of scattered rain with highs mainly in the 50s and 60s. Looks like there's going to be the possibility of severe weather this weekend, especially for southern Wisconsin. The first round is expected tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Large hail, damaging winds are possible. And then there's an even better chance on Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. Large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes possible. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up, it's the Week in Review. After 8 o'clock, we'll welcome in two guests from different political viewpoints to talk with you about the top state and national news stories of the week, from the presidential campaign to recall politics in Wisconsin, including the latest frenzy over whether Democrats are waging a war on working moms. That'll be one of our topics in the Week in Review. We are talking with Carol Rivers, a professor of journalism at Boston University, about beauty, women, politics, and the media. And our next caller is Leanne in Rice Lake. Hello, Leanne.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I just want to make a couple points, specifically to the media. Now, when I was little, I felt that way about toys as that adult man did. I thought girls' toys were the boringest thing ever. Honestly, how much tea can dolls drink?
you know,
that got pretty boring. Now, as I grew up, I began feeling very, very awkward because I felt very out of place because I lived in a very conservative town, and things were very cookie cutter and cut and dry. And I essentially, for lack of a better word, was a freak to them. And I was very bullied, and it wasn't until I got into my mid to late 20s when I actually became comfortable with myself and found machining and engineering. It just so happens that a couple months ago I broke my hand, so I was off from work for a while, and there was nothing else to do but watch the daytime television. And one thing that I noticed was that a lot of these commercials are for, 1 year and 2 year and certificate programs, and they're all showing these nice looking girls, I can be a medical assistant in, 1 year, and I can do, such and such in 6 months. And I was like, where's the commercial with these girls saying that I can be an engineer or I can be a doctor? It was just sort of kind of like it was advertising the Barbie jobs, whatever she was dressed up as during their childhood.
Yeah. I see what you mean. So you're saying that if there was more of a focus on advertising that would tell women other opportunities that...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of this, I was watching one of the shows was The Apprentice with Donald Trump, and the women won a contest, so they got to go to the Playboy Mansion. I was, they're trying to be professional businesswomen, and this is where you send them? Does that not degrade them? How is that a reward?
Thank you, Leanne, just because we are running a little bit short on time. Professor Rivers, what do you think of that?
Well, I do think that while there are better images now of women, being doctors and lawyers and such in the media, it is also true that there's this unrealistic idea that I think is particularly geared to young girls, that you can be a movie star, you can be this, you can be, and all you have to do is look good, and you don't have to work hard. And that's a very serious message, because indeed, if you want to do something that's serious, you are going to have to work hard, you're going to have to study. And the idea that you can just sort of look cute and people will give you good jobs is a really bad message to send to young women.
Our next caller is Eric in Milwaukee. Hello, Eric.
Good morning. Thank you for receiving my call, and I appreciate the subject as I'm a father of a beautiful 8-year-old daughter. And to the question as to what can be done concerning the criticism of celebrities like Judd, I would offer that too often the response is the media in general, where the persons who criticize, however she looks, needs to be named and identified and challenged to a discussion or debate. All aspects of the media are not guilty of what happened to Ashley Judge, but the persons who make these comments that are hurtful and so forth are off the hook when the response is very broad in general. And as a parent, one of the things that I'm very mindful to do with my daughter is when we watch television together, we routinely analyze and critique the commercials, and I point out to her what the aim of the commercial is meant to do and how she's not to allow that to adversely affect her. And I think that if more mothers were to instruct their sons how to grow up not to regard girls and women in general as sex objects, and if more men were to speak with their daughters to help them understand that they are beautiful because they are, that would help to address the concern we're discussing. And then finally, I think the primary motivation, I believe, is profit. Because if you can cause someone to aspire to be something that they're not, then that gives them a reason to buy your product or service. And unfortunately, the beauty paradigm in this country is white Anglo-Saxon. So although Ashley Judd may be, you know, on the top of the tier, there are many women of color who can never, ever, ever approximate her skin complexion or her lips and so forth. And I'll just take my response off here.
Thank you so much, Eric. Sounds like a very smart man and a very good dad.
Indeed, and I think we need media literacy classes beginning quite early in school because these kids are getting the images, and it's wonderful if they have parents like our caller who will help analyze that, but not all kids do, so we really need to arm the kids with the understanding that, you know, these messages are meant for a reason, and they're meant to sell you something, and you have to develop some resources to deal with that.
Yeah, I also, his point that we need to challenge the critics, and in this case, in Ashley Judd's case, there were just really nasty public comments, you know, on internet chat sites. And there were some other, you know, there were some media, fashion people, celebrity media that were tearing her apart for how she looked. Is that one of the answers that we need to call the critics to task?
Absolutely, because we're seeing now media is getting amazingly cruel, and you know, as we now have the internet and anonymity, there are just, you know, terrible things being said about people, and there are a lot of these new sites, which are gossip and celebrity sites, which just thrive on tearing people down. And, you know, it's, I guess, because we all love to watch a train wreck. And I was struck by watching one of these shows. They were on a beach in France, and there was a male designer who was in his 70s who was wearing a Speedo. And he was in his 70s. He looked like, you know, an older man. And these people were mocking him. And, you know, I thought that what they don't understand is that European standards are much different. You can go on the beach in Europe, mm-hmm. and wear, you know, skimpy bathing suits if you don't have a perfect body and nobody cares. Whereas in this country, you know, people feel like they can't venture out in anything like that unless they look like a supermodel.
No, we have full lines and heart. No time. Maybe this is a good closing comment. Susan on Facebook writes, "When will we learn it is what is on the inside that counts? God gave you one body, so keep it healthy as you can and wear it proudly."
Amen to that. And we're a long way from that in our culture, unfortunately.
Yeah, because people aren't are criticizing that body that we should be wearing proudly. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Carol Rivers, professor of journalism at Boston University. Her books include The Truth About Girls and Boys, Challenging Toxic Stereotypes About Our Children. Thanks to Rob Ferret, to Bill Martins, and to Amanda Magnus for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.